Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you. Rasulullah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Dear audience, welcome to this episode of Like Muhammad from iRib English Radio. In this program, we try to have a look at different characteristics and aspects of the life of our Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, since he was a perfect example of a Muslim and servant of God. And in order for us to follow an example, Rasulullah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the best possible one. Today we want to talk about honesty and truthfulness of our great Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, he proved by his living example that he was the most truthful and honest person of his age. He was a poor orphan who had started trading with his uncle, but in a very short time, owing to his honest and fair dealings with all people, he became well known and respected. Every Meccan, rich or poor, knew him as Al-Sadiq, or the truthfulness, and Al-Amin, the trustworthy. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam once gathered together all the people of the Quraysh near Mount Safa and asked them, "O Quraysh, if I say that an army is advancing on you from behind the mountains, will you believe me?" All said in one voice, "Yes, because we have never heard you telling a lie." All the people of Mecca, without any exception, swore to his truthfulness and honesty, for he had lived in an unblemished and extremely pious life among them for 40 years. Yet most of them still refused to accept him as the messenger of Allah. He had lived his whole life in purity and virtue among them, and even his hardest enemies acknowledged this. They knew that he was the most honest and truthful person among them. The Holy Book of Quran therefore appealed to them to look at his life and try to understand. There are some verses where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised the honesty of his prophet. In the 33rd verse of Surah Az-Zumar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم والذي جاء بالصدق وصدق به أولئك هم المتقون. And the one who has brought the truth and they who believed in it, those are righteous. In another verse of Surah As-Saffat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, rather he has brought the truth and confirmed the messengers. One incident that proved the Prophet's absolute sincerity and loyalty to his mission, despite the terrible odds, was this: that after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was able to gather followers from among the Quraysh, some of the leaders approached his uncle Abu Talib with the intention of using his influence to dissuade Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam from his mission. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told his uncle, "By Allah, if they put the sun in my right hand and the moon in my left hand, on condition that I abandon this cause, I will not abandon it until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it victorious or I perish therein." And this was no exaggeration. He was making clear to his uncle as well as to the Quraysh leaders as calmly as he could how determined he was in the performance of his God-given task. And he meant exactly what he said. There indeed was no incongruity between his words and deeds. Let's have a short break and we will be back soon.
My heart is so full of longing. I wish to be close to my beloved. I dream to walk in the streets of Medina and to quench the thirst of my spirit by visiting you, O Muhammad. As-salamu alayka ya
Welcome back, dear audience. You're listening to Like Muhammad from IRIB English Radio. We were talking about truthfulness and honesty in the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. We said that he was well known for his honesty, and everyone in Mecca and Medina knew him by these titles. Well, everyone could see that he practiced exactly what he preached. After the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam received Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command to openly invite people to Islam, the Prophet, as we just said, warned people and asked them a question in order to make them realize. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam went out to the hill of Safa, and as we just said earlier, he asked people about his trustworthiness. When they affirmed that, then he told them of his mission, though at the time the people were reluctant to give up their traditional religion and follow him. Allah Almighty commanded the Prophet to tell the people that إِنِّي لَكُمْ رَسُولٌ أَمِينٌ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَأَطِيعُونَ وَمَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ إِنْ أَجْرِي إِلَّا عَلَىٰ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. I am to you an apostle worthy of all trust, so fear Allah and obey me. No reward do I ask for you for it. My reward is only from the Lord of the worlds. Surah Ash-Shura, verses number 107 till 109. One of his own usual prayers was to seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from being in debt. A companion once said, O Allah's messenger, very often you seek refuge with Allah from being in debt. And he replied, if a person is in debt, he tells lies when he speaks and breaks the promises he makes. Another important point is that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam urged the people to always seek truthfulness, even if they feared it might ruin them. He harshly blamed those who broke their trust or were disloyal. In that regard, he said, when God gathers together on the Day of Judgment all the people preceding and to come, a banner will be raised on behalf of every disloyal person. It will be announced, this is because of the disloyalty of so and so. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam also warned Muslims about this issue and said that the signs of a hypocrite are three. Whenever he speaks, he tells a lie. Whenever he promises, he breaks his promise. And whenever he is interested, he betrays and proves to be untruthful. So that is how our beloved Prophet had honesty and trustworthy as major characteristics of his own and encouraged Muslims to behave in that way. Okay, dear listeners, it seems that the time for this program has come to its end. Today we talked about trustworthiness and honesty of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. I mentioned some related verses and mentioned some narrations of him about this subject. Then we raised some related stories about the emphasis of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam on honesty. And I wish that all of us would put these recommendations into practice and take advantage of them in our lives. Until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect all of you with His mercy and love. Thank you very much for being with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like Muhammad gave. Shafi'ullah, Habibullah, Nabiullah, Rasulullah, Khalilullah, the friend of Allah, Ya Rasulullah, Rasulullah.